It's the Current Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, September 11th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And later on, we're going to be diving into this Pitchfork list of the best 200 albums of the 80s and seeing what's different as they rework it from 2002 to 2018.
And we're going to talk about Nicki Minaj's Puppet Show. But first, a few of today's top music news headlines. J. Cole's Dreamville Festival has been canceled due to the impending arrival of Hurricane Florence.
That's probably a good decision. That's supposed to be a huge, huge storm.
Yeah, the hurricane is supposed to be landing on the East Coast this coming Thursday, and the festival is scheduled to take place this coming weekend for 30,000 fans in Raleigh, North Carolina. Big Sean was going to be there, SZA, Young Thug, Nelly. So it's going to be a huge deal. But as J. Cole tweeted, man, due to this hurricane heading to North Carolina, we have to cancel Dreamville Festival. We're working to get another date, but right now, safety is most important. Jack White has announced a new concert film and EP. Jack White and Kneeling at the Anthem DC will be released as a video and accompanying EP on September 21st. Not as part of the Vault series, as I assumed would be the case when I first saw this headline.
Yeah, that's what he usually loves to do, is release those things for his special fan club.
This is going to be everyone who is a special fan of Amazon, because that is where this material is going to be released exclusively. The concert was recorded this past May in the nation's capital. SoundCloud has launched a customized weekly music discovery playlist to compete with Spotify's popular Discover Weekly playlist.
Well, now you can tell how big that is on Spotify, because all of these other people are trying to figure out a way to do the exact same thing. And it's kind of interesting because SoundCloud already had the, all right, if you dig this, you'll probably like these, and had that before Spotify. So it's kind of cool that they're actually kind of now chasing Spotify.
Totally. And if you don't use Discover Weekly on Spotify, what it is it pays attention to what you're listening to on Spotify and then comes up with a new playlist every week that predicts what other music you might enjoy. So it's kind of like a new music discovery playlist tailored for you every week. And why try SoundCloud instead of Spotify if you're interested in music discovery? Well, SoundCloud is pointing out that it has a vastly larger music library than Spotify or Apple Music. Spotify has 35 million tracks. Apple Music has 45 million tracks. SoundCloud has 180 million tracks.
Well, in addition, those are a lot of smaller artists that only have one song that they've released or something like that. So it really is new music discovery if you're using SoundCloud.
And the Misfits are teasing a new show featuring their classic lineup. Glenn Danzig, Jerry Only, and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein.
You did that so beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. So good to have you back. They reunited in 2016 for the first show in three decades, and they've played just a handful of shows since then. But a tweet from Live Nation Chicago referencing the Misfits song All Hell Breaks Loose suggests that the Misfits might have a Windy City show coming up in the near future.
All right, so it's on to the 80s, and Pitchfork just released today this top albums of the 1980s list. Well, they did this already. They did this back in 2002. And here's the crux of it that is really interesting to me, Jay, is that if you look at the lineup from 2002 to 2018, especially in those top, like the top 25, there is such a change that we kind of, both of us, felt like it was worth discussing a little bit. Because when you go into the 80s and you think about the music, your perspective changes from the early aughts to now and how we look and how we appreciate music. And maybe it's a part of Me Too inspiring a lot of people to look back and think, if these people weren't there, who would we be appreciating instead and in their place? And this was my kind of big takeaway when you look at that top 25, is that there are so many women who are now in the top 25 that were nowhere on the list in the very beginning. Madonna is now at number 16. Sade is at number 10. Janet Jackson at number 8. And again, all three of those women weren't even on the original list of best album of the 80s. And to not put Madonna on the list feels absolutely bonkers to me.
Yeah, so we're definitely appreciating women in a new way now, or at least the Pitchfork editorial team are. Yeah. And beyond just, you know, lifting up and appreciating the contributions of women in the 80s, there's this new appreciation for the whole genre of pop.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about artists like Cyndi Lauper and George Michael are now in the top 100. Prince vaults from number 12 to number 1 with Purple Rain, displacing Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation.
Yeah, I think we just need to pause and appreciate that for a moment, too. Yeah, Prince's album. Now, of course, all of us look at, well, I shouldn't speak for all of us, but many people look at Prince and Purple Rain as one of those all-time greatest albums. And the fact that it was originally at 12, didn't even break into the top 10, is kind of ridiculous.
Well, and Thriller by Michael Jackson was on the list at number 27 last time, now vaults up to number 2. So this music that was really some of the very most popular music of the 80s, maybe in 2002 you were listening to it and thinking, oh, that sounds very mainstream. That's such a you can't say that all like the most popular music of the 80s was also the best music of the 80s. That's not very interesting. But I think when you look at the pop music, well, excuse me, the music generally landscape now, pop music has kind of become indie. Right, pretty much the top 40 are dominated by hip-hop, R&B, trap beats, and someone like Carly Rae Jepsen now is an indie artist.
That's because I think the idea of genre has shifted in 2018. Back in 2002, especially when you think of Pitchfork and, you know, all appreciation towards Pitchfork, but back in 2002, it was or felt like kind of that snobby white guy who sat in the corner at a party drinking his PBR and telling you how everything you listened to was the worst. And in 2018, and they kind of, you know, acknowledge this themselves at the beginning of the article with this top 200, is that, yeah, our look of our actual reviewers has shifted. And so allowing these voices to come in, a little bit more diversity to come into the staffing of Pitchfork, really changed the lens through which they saw the 80s.
Yeah. And when you look at the big losers, so to speak, that's a terrible way to put it, but the artists who were very highly ranked in 2002 and whose positions have slipped, it's the white indie rock guys. It's the Sonic Youth. It's the REM. It's the Smiths.
Sorry, Tom Waits.
The Fall, Tom Waits. So artists like that, you know, certainly those albums are classic. Nobody's going to stop appreciating those albums, but this shift in critical emphasis really reflects an appreciation of music that has not been appreciated in the past and is now getting the proper critical respect.
I think one of the things that made me really happy is even in the top five, they made room, or she made room for herself, but it's finally acknowledged that Kate Bush in the album Hounds of Love, especially that song in particular, that single, really pushed her to the top. So she moved from number 92 on the original list to number 4.
It's coming.
But for our viral clip today, we're talking about Nicki Minaj playing with puppets.
You know what? I'm just so glad to get away from the beef and get to actually what Nicki does best, which is, I guess, kind of bringing beef in, but doing it in a musical way.
Yeah, we're not entirely away from beef here because this is a new video for Nicki Minaj's song Barbie Dreams from her new album Queen. And the song is pretty much a list of all the rappers, which is pretty much all the rappers she can think of or can fit into 5 minutes who want to get with her and explaining why they can't.
Yeah, Nicki's saying no to all of you.
And in very particular terms for each individual person. So she's definitely naming names in this song. And a few of those names appear in the video in puppet form. DJ Khaled, Lil Wayne, Tekashi 6ix9ine, all sort of dancing with Nicki in puppet form, emphasizing that she is just above them all. And that's today's music news. You can read more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer today is also Jade. And we want to remind you, this is a new podcast. So if you're enjoying it, recommending it to your friends on social media or in person, anything you can do to help spread the word, we'd much appreciate it.
Yes, please, please, please. And if you do enjoy it, review and rate us wherever you get your podcast. Step your banks up like you're moving that yo. Somebody go and make sure Karuchi.